What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. I'm your host, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Nick.
All right, dude. So how was it? We took a week off, but how were you guys doing last week?
Pretty chill.
Are you sure it was only a week? I feel like it's been 2 weeks.
Nah, it's a week.
It's been a week, 1 week, 1 week.
How was marbles?
How was championship week? And
pretty that was interesting. Painful, fun. But interesting.
Bro, why was it painful for you, bro?
Because Aaron Rodgers was supposed to win it.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that sentiment. They were supposed to be my Super Bowl. I felt really bad for him, honestly, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just painful to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see if he's going to go on the Pat McAfee show tomorrow, because as the time we're recording this, it's Monday. Aaron Rodgers Tuesday has not happened yet, and we don't know if it's going to happen. It's in question this week. Do you guys think he's going to do it or no?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I feel like well, either it happens or it doesn't. But like, I feel like he doesn't want to right now. I feel like he's gonna probably wants to take a week off.
Too much pain.
Yeah.
Too much
probably pain. Wants to like breathe it off before he says some shit that he can't take back.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of emotion still probably pent up in him, and you can probably see that from like his post game interview, talking about his future in Green Bay and everything like that. We're gonna talk about that pretty soon. But like, yeah, I don't see it happening tomorrow either, to be honest, which sucks because that's like one of my favorite things on the internet, probably.
Yeah, I enjoy watching those videos, those like segments.
Yeah, so let's get into the performance of the week. Who you guys got this week?
Jerry goes first.
I have the main man, AR, because he still like put up a great performance, even though he had some questionable, decisions. But that's LaFleur's fault. 33 for 48, 346 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Hey, the pick should have been a pass interference, bro. I remain steadfast in my thing. I'm not blaming the game on calls or anything like that, but like, there was a couple of missed calls. Like, then again, it goes for both teams. Just the big ones I noticed, one against the Packers this week.
It's just stupid how it's like 98% of the game they were just kind of playing, letting them play football, and then towards the end, like dumbass calls came out.
That was stupid. All right, Nick, who you got?
I have the best tight end in football, Travis Kelce. The best. Kelce. Number one best.
Second best.
Second best is probably like, what's the guy's name?
Vance McDonald.
Vance McDonald. He's varsity, bro. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
No, the second best is probably that guy from like that team who plays with that football. But anyway, Travis Kelce had 13 receptions, 115 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He tied the record for most receptions in a playoff game. And he's, oh my God, hey, Ollie. Sorry. He tied the record with 2 other Hall of Famer tight ends, Shannon Sharp and Kellen Winslow.
Never heard of those guys.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. I really like Kelce. He's the best tight end in football. And I think his potential is going to just keep going up, especially if he keeps playing with Mahomes.
Yes, sir. And speaking of Mahomes, that is my performance of the week. He had 325 yards, 3 touchdowns, dude. And it's pretty crazy, bro. This guy's he's solidifying himself as one. Like, if he wins this year, he's already in a upper echelon of quarterbacks that like is unknown in the NFL. And like, think about it. His first 3 years starting, he's been to 3 conference championships and 2 Super Bowls.
That's wild.
That's fucking insane. Yeah.
And he was Super Bowl MVP, regular season MVP, and like
youngest Super Bowl MVP.
The only thing he doesn't have is an MVP. I mean, that's one thing he needs to add to the resume.
That's true. He does not have a Nickelodeon MVP.
I mean, then again, he can't just go out there and be the best quarterback in his draft. Obviously, that's very hard because Mitchell Trubisky was drafted in the same draft as him. So, but yeah,
it's really hard for like quarterback to like. We can all agree he's not a franchise quarterback, so it's going to be kind of hard for him to
he's
do this
not.
Stuff.
He's yeah. just not.
I mean, like, Patrick Mahomes is pretty good, but he's no Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold has the physical attributes of a franchise quarterback. Mahomes has the arm. He has the decision-making. He has the charisma. He has the mobility. He has everything. But Sam Darnold
all I'm saying is Mahomes seeing ghosts? That's all I got to say.
Yeah, no. I mean, the fact that Sam Darnold could see real people and ghosts, bro. I mean,
let's be honest. Who has more commercials, Mahomes or Baker?
Mahomes has a couple good ones with State Farm, bro, but he doesn't really branch out from there.
But is he at home with Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean,
is he in the book club?
He's too big. He's too big, bro. Honestly,
dude, I love the book club one. I think that's like the funniest one.
Fucking funny.
That's the funniest one.
Yeah. Bro, Baker's actually like he can win a what is it? It's not a Grammy. It's an Oscar, dude. For acting, bro.
Oh, sorry.
He could win a Grammy for that acting.
Baker is an MVP type of player. Did you know what I mean?
It's debatable.
No debates here, all right? This isn't a debating podcast, all right? This is a Baker Mayfield commercial discussion podcast, bro.
I mean, the B in EBS is for Baker.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, bro.
Extreme Baker supporters.
All right. So now we got to get into the games from this past championship weekend. We're going to start with the AFC here. Chiefs versus Bills. So, like, obviously the Chiefs are running back their back-to-back campaign. Do you think they're a better team than they were last year?
You know, I don't.
I think they do. They do.
I think they are.
They are. Because I could be completely fucking wrong, and I'm probably wrong because I'm usually wrong. But, like, I don't think compared to last playoff run they've ever been. Because the last playoff run, they were down, like, I think in every fucking game. And, like, in some games, like, obviously the Texas one was, like, a big fucking. They were down by.
They went down every game double digits. Yeah. They were down 10 to Tennessee, I think. Then, obviously, they were down 10 to
exactly. the 49ers in the Super Bowl. I don't think they've been down by that much in this playoffs, like, run. And, like, I think they are better, but, like, not like, a dramatic better.
I kind of think they're, like, the same team. Like, I'm not saying, like, this team is worse. I just kind of think better. They're the same thing. Yeah, they're just, like, the same team. Yeah.
I think they're a better team this year just because I think their defense is a little bit better. And, obviously, I think for everyone on the team, they have just more more experience now, obviously, because they were in the same situation last year. So you got to see. This year they held the Bills to 24 points. I mean, I'm assuming some of those were in garbage time.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
It mostly was.
For the most of the game.
Yeah, the Bills went up 9-0, though. They didn't get to the double digits, but it was a tough punt by Mecole Hardman. That
they went up 9-0. And I went to go get food before, but like I remember this clearly. They were up 9-0, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna go get food before this shit starts getting serious. I come back, it's 21-9. I'm like, it got serious.
Yeah, I think it was 21-12 going into halftime.
It was
pretty insane.
Yeah, and like hindsight being 20-20, like now we know, but like I was surprised beforehand, like that the AFC game was the primetime game.
Yeah, NFC. Me too. But even that, like, even then, like, going into it, I knew the Packers game was the better game, though. Yeah. Like, it doesn't really make sense to me. But
it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way the TV contracts work. Probably just that it was CBS's year to have the primetime game this year over Fox, who does the NFC game.
Or maybe CBS had them. Had the primetime spot because CBS is hosting the Super Bowl. So
no, because it's NBC at the Super Bowl, isn't it?
This year it's CBS. No, it's CBS.
Interesting.
Tony Romo's going to be in Tampa Bay.
All right. So
Tony Romo's for Super Bowl.
Packers. Oh, no. Next we got do you think the Bills will be back? Okay, this is a pretty specific question, right? Because we all saw Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. Like, watching the Chiefs celebration,
Feel to the fire.
Right? So that's like the common like trend in social media right now, to like stay and watch your opponent celebrate and just use it as motivation for next year. So do you think the Bills are going to be back as strong as they were this year, next year?
No.
In what? Do you think like as strong as like another AFC championship game?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Actual contender.
Maybe, yeah. I don't see them being any different to what they are now. I kind of see them to remain a consistent team that just, you know, when you're so close, like, it's just like, you know, there's no reason to kind of run it back at the way you were. And like, you know, now with bigger experiences, you know, Josh Allen was on the big stage and he was, you know, a step away from it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's more motivation to everybody. And it's just like, they just got outplayed. They just weren't the better team.
So. Yeah, I mean, personally, I think they're going to be back stronger next year because I think this year their defense is actually a big liability for them, and you see that when they gave up 38 points. So I think next year they're probably going to come back. I think they have a really good staff in place to put together a better team. And I think the loss of Lorenzo Alexander, which is their middle linebacker, actually affected them a lot more than they actually thought it was going to. So I think next year they're probably going to make some moves and just come back actually better. I don't know if they'll actually make the Super Bowl next year or maybe even the conference championship. Because I think
they make the playoffs for sure, but not the conference championship.
I'm not against it because if you think about the AFC was very competitive this year, but I just don't think a lot of teams like this season that made the playoffs like just have the potential to get up. The only other team that maybe I could see like getting that far up there is the Colts or maybe the Browns, honestly. Mm-hmm.
I think next year, like, because I think a lot of the teams that make the playoffs this year are actually pretty young teams. I think next year's actually going to be a lot more competitive than it was this year, which is saying a lot because this year was super competitive.
Yeah, and right? But I also see like a lot of teams like, you know, kind of this year, like that made it this year and really not make it this year. Like, honestly, like I maybe not the Titans. I honestly don't see the Steelers making the playoffs next year, but it's a little tricky and it's only going to get more competitive because, you know, it's like the Raiders were just out of it. The Dolphins were just out of it, you know, so it's just like,
yeah,
we'll see. But do these teams have the manpower to make it that far? I don't think so. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a rematch like next year.
I think it'd be pretty cool if that would be like an ongoing rivalry between them. And then having obviously thrown the Jets in there with Deshaun Watson. I mean,
yeah, and that's a dual threat right there.
I mean, obviously.
Oh my god. All right. So the next question is, was this moment too big for Josh Allen?
Probably.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think he looked out of place on Sunday. And it was just, he got outclassed. Obviously, Mahomes probably just had a better overall game this year. I mean, this week. Yeah, he's been there, done that before. You get me? And even like in Mahomes' first conference championship.
Which is insane to say. To say how young he's been. How young he is. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And then first time Mahomes made a conference championship, he literally scored zero in the first half. So that's not like it happens to everybody. So I think Josh Allen's going to be back. I think he's going to use his game as motivation. And I think eventually, I'm hoping the Bills eventually get to break the Super Bowl drought. But it's not going to come at the expense of the Dolphins because you know what? We're coming, baby. We're coming.
I think what's this guy? Josh Allen will be the one to break that. I really do.
Hopefully. I mean, he broke the record for passing yards and touchdowns this year for the Bills franchise.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
All right, so we're going to move on to the NFC side of things. So we're just going to talk about the biggest decision in the game that everyone's criticizing.
Right. Like all those things. How do you comprehend? You're down 8 with 2 minutes left, right?
All right.
Fourth quarter, 2 minutes, right? Like, how do you not justify that? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. All right.
Defend that, man.
Their defense had three picks in the second, or two picks. I think it was two picks in the second half, right? Their defense had two picks in the second half. They're shutting down the Bucs in the second half. He's probably feeling pretty good about their defense. And if the defense is able to get that stop, which would have happened if it wasn't for the pass interference, and they gave the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he just went the safer route. I understand, he probably should have gone for it on fourth. You have Aaron Rodgers. Why wouldn't you go for it on fourth? And then even if you miss, you still hold them. They're still in like the 5 yard line or whatever the hell it was.
Exactly.
7 yard line. So, exactly. I mean, I can understand what he was going for. I personally would have gone for it, but I'm just saying, all right. Do I agree with a lot of people out there saying that he has no balls? Potentially. All right.
He doesn't.
But then again, he's a young coach and maybe he's just not ready to like make that play call in that moment now. I mean, you got to see what won the Chiefs the game against the Browns. Was that fourth down play call by Andy Reid, where the Browns just thought that he was going to take a knee or something like that, and Andy Reid called that play call that nobody saw coming, not even Tony Romo, who calls literally everything.
I love that play.
It's just a thing that comes with experience, and maybe LaFleur's just not ready for that yet. But clearly, with a quarterback that's 36 years old, like Aaron Rodgers, you have to be.
Mm-hmm. You're in a different pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You're under different pressure.
Yeah, you have higher expectations is one thing. And I heard that a lot of the thing was there's a lot of miscommunication on the sideline. Aaron Rodgers, most quarterbacks in the situation, they know from their head coaches that they're going to have four downs to work. Aaron Rodgers thought he had four downs, but they didn't tell him. So when he got pulled off the field, it was a surprise to him too. So these are things that they have to work on. And I don't know. We'll see. So we're just going to talk about the quarterback on the other side. Well, we're going to talk about both quarterbacks right now. What impact do you think this game has on both Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, this legacies?
Well, I feel like it was kind of going to be the, like, whoever lost, it was going to hurt it a little. Whoever won, it was going to help it, right? But in this case, it's kind of like it hurt Aaron Rodgers so much more. Right, because now Tom Brady's the GOAT. Nobody can argue. Nobody can dispute that. Like, he's the greatest ever. Right, like before, like you could kind of get like leeway with it. Now it's like you don't. That's not an argument anymore.
Really?
Right?
Before,
like, I thought. Yeah,
like, I thought once he went to six, it was already.
I mean, there's people everywhere that can make an argument for anything. Right. Yeah, I think unanimously here across the board, we all believe that Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. But we're just making. I know there's people out there that are like, "Nah, bro, it was Bill Belichick. He was
he's a system quarterback." Blah blah blah, 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 whatever.
Exactly.
Anyways, but the thing is, like, I believe in the public eye, it hurts Aaron Rodgers. It's hard though. It's hard, right?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, losing four NFC Championship games.
I mean, okay. In the last 10 years,
six to 10 years,
yeah. But, like, all right, the Seattle one was not his fault. There's literally nothing he could have done to prevent that from happening. It was the onside kick that got recovered by Seattle, where the guy jumped up and tried to catch it when he wasn't the one that was supposed to catch it. That's not Aaron Rodgers' fault. That sucks that he lost that game and it's on his record, right? This one, there were some missed opportunities, right? But I don't think he choked in any way. I just think that his team could have used an extra wide receiver. His team could have used a DB.
Yeah, they got Jordan Love, baby.
Kevin King got smoked.
Kevin King became fucking Richard Sherman in the Super Bowl, bro. He was channeling his inner Richard Sherman, bro. Toast. That's what he was.
Toast.
Right?
Burnt toast.
I mean, I don't know, man, because this is like such a good year from Aaron Rodgers. And I feel like they really wasted it. I think a lot of people like
it's an MVP year. Yeah.
The Packers have kind of gotten away with just wasting their quarterbacks' careers. You gotta think Brett Favre only had one championship. Aaron Rodgers now only has one championship. So it's kind of like, you got to start questioning what the Packers are doing, especially when you look at their first round last year, their first and second round last year. And when they had an NFC championship last season, and then they come back this year and draft a quarterback in the first round, when that's literally like the only team in your only position on your team where you know you don't need any help.
Holy shit, dude. Quick little tangent. Because when you said Brett Favre only had one, I could have sworn he had two. But then he has one. But he has three MVPs, and they were consecutive.
That's crazy.
95, and, 96, and 97.
That just shows the Packers are a little bit overrated of a franchise. Organization, at least in today's world. I know, obviously, like...
Historically.
The first two Super Bowls. But, like,
the thing is, it's like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, it's time to go, bro. You know what I mean? Like your window's closing a little bit. Like he's still putting up great numbers, but he is 36.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta like kind of acknowledge yourself and like how people perceive you and like your view on the general public, right? You know what I mean? Where it's like everybody wants to go down in history, right? So it's like,
yeah,
you gotta solidify that, right? Go to the Colts.
So like,
Jesus Christ, go to the Colts.
Fuck the third question I wrote. What do you think happens there? What do you think is in Aaron Rodgers' future? Do you think he stays on the Packers or do you think he goes to another team?
But like, I think he should really... The Colts, the Niners.
I think the Niners would be the perfect team for him to go to. That's the team that he grew up. His favorite team
growing
up
was
the Packers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, not the Packers, the 49ers.
The Niners.
I think they're ready to win now. Fuck the Colts, all right?
Look, the thing with the Niners is like kind of like I think you said this in like one of the group chats we have, where it's like I don't think the Packers trade him to an NFC team.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't say like the Saints or anything like that, but it's a fit, of course. Like they should go after Deshaun first, because Deshaun's the younger, you know what I mean, fresher quarterback.
But who do you think is worth more? Yeah. Like, who do you think gets more back in the trade? Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson?
Probably Deshaun, just so you have more
probably
years.
Probably Deshaun. Probably Deshaun, yeah.
Because I was talking with one of my friends today, and he said to some teams, Aaron Rodgers might be worth more because they're trying to win right now. But to other teams, they'd probably be willing to give more for it. So like the teams we were talking about that would probably be willing to give up more for Aaron Rodgers are the Colts and the 49ers.
Yeah, like
they have the team to win now. And like obviously, I think you could still win now with Deshaun Watson. But like with Aaron Rodgers, you know, coming off an MVP year, like, all right, we can make a run this year. You get me?
The thing, yeah, it's like specifically to the Niners, they benefit more from Deshaun Watson, and for the Colts, AR. But it's I don't know, man. It just kind of sucks to see him in this, right? And like kind of like this like position almost, right?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I think he should request a trade. Like he should be the one that wants out. He has the right to.
It's just weird because, like, I don't know what team he goes to. The only reason why I don't agree, like, I don't see the Colts is because in my head I've already conceived that Matthew Stafford's going to be a Colt, so that's why I don't see it. But like, that's a team that would benefit from Rodgers for sure.
But Matthew Stafford,
49er.
Since we're talking about the quarterback moves, anyways, let's just move on to the next subject. What's one move that you think is the most likely, and which one do you think is the least likely?
The one that I think is most likely. I honestly think it's between two teams, but like. I think Stafford is either going to be a Patriot or be a football team. One of those two.
I don't know, man. I personally want the 49ers to make a move, all right? They need to make a move at quarterback. I love Jimmy G. No one loves Jimmy G more than I do, all right? But like you can't waste the team you have now. And it sucks cuz I love Jimmy G, but you can't give him one more year, like trying to see if he's the guy, even though like his 1 year where he started the entire season ended in a Super Bowl loss. So that's a pretty good first year to have. You get me?
Man.
But you can't keep on with this question of, oh, is he good enough? Is he going to stay healthy? Right. So I think you got to find the quarterback that's going to be there for the run and to play at a solid level and a consistent level, which is something we haven't seen from Jimmy G.
Do you realistically believe in like getting Deshaun though?
I think we're either going to get Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, or Matthew Stafford. I think those are the three options. I think we're going to get a quarterback that's a clear upgrade over Jimmy G. We're not going to get one that's an iffy.
Yeah, that was my next question. I'm like, would you settle for like Sam Darnold or Trubisky or
no,
or Cam or anything like that?
Yeah. No, not with this team. I mean, for me, that doesn't make any sense because I think Jimmy G's just as good, if not better, than all those guys that you said.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I understand. I'm not saying like these guys are better. I'm just saying like, how would you feel if they were to make a move like that?
Yeah, I'd probably like fucking hate myself. I don't know how to put it. It's
kind of like I was telling Nick this in the cards today where I'm like, I honestly wouldn't mind having Trubisky or Darnold like on the Steelers. And then they went out and fucking signed Dwayne Haskins.
Okay. And you have been saying the entire year you did it. We were going to get Dwayne Haskins and we're going to be happy. All right.
I don't mind it, but do you understand like my...
Yeah, probably do it. I mean... But
do you mind it now more because just on his behavior?
I don't really care. Like, honestly, like I think the Steelers are like a well enough organization to change him, right? And I feel like he's in a better position now than in Washington, I believe.
I mean, right? Come on. Washington's one of the greatest organizations in the NFL
of all time. Historically.
You said that no one's going to change him. So you think they're going to change him?
Did I say nobody's going to change him?
You said the Steelers are going to change Dwayne Haskins.
Yes.
But Juju said that he won't let anyone change him. So you think Steelers are going
to change him? Are you contradicting Juju?
Breaking news. Steelers are a mess.
Corbett. I don't know. I think Juju's like if you want me to get statistic here. Like, I mean, I think Juju meant that just personality wise, how he's like a goofy guy.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
He's a goofy guy.
But I think Dwayne Haskins. I think him sitting behind Ben, because Ben's gonna be the quarterback, unfortunately. So I think him just like kind of taking that in and just like learning. You know what I mean?
You think Ben's gonna come back next year?
100%. That's the unfortunate truth.
Vance McDonald, one of his good friends, retired. I heard this somewhere. Marquise Pouncey also retired, who's one of his best friends.
Allegedly, that's not confirmed yet. It's kind of like the Drew Brees thing, where it's like,
Drew
Brees, we all think, but nobody's actually said it yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like kind of like that. But allegedly, according to like insiders, Ben might talk him out of it, which I think Pouncey should just retire too. He's fucking old.
Are you happy that Big Ben would be returning?
I don't think he is.
Jerry
if, looks so sad. If it helps the future, whatever. I don't
on the news. He's like, fuck.
If it, you know, like, if it results in like a 7-9 and 8-8 year, and then, but like Haskins learns and like, you know, we kind of start to see more like, you know, bright lights and like offense and stuff like that, especially with signing a new offensive coordinator, then I don't mind. I'm kind of prepared that we're going to go into the shitter soon. I don't really care. Right. Yeah.
If it get ready for the mediocrity, bro.
Mediocrity, bro. It's coming.
Join me.
That's ready. I'm ready, bro. So, oh, but man. But like I was like alluding to earlier with the Niners, where it's like, I don't know, like you would think like, yeah, like Stafford, AR, but like if they pull some dumb shit, you know what I mean? Like fucking. What if they don't do anything? How would you feel about that? What if they don't do anything?
I wouldn't have a problem with that either. I mean, I just think. Like, okay, I don't know that Jimmy G takes us to another Super Bowl, all right? I hope he does. And like I said this year, I said, hey, his second year starting, he has a chance to win the MVP just by surprising people and just surpassing expectations. I think he can. I think Jimmy G's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, all right?
What the fuck? So,
in 10? The year that he made the Super Bowl, okay? Now, that, no. Okay. The year that he made the Super Bowl, I think he was a top 10. Now, it's with the injury and everything, it's kind of like, whatever. Like
that's valid. That's valid. Yeah.
All right?
I thought you were saying overall. I'm like,
yeah, I thought you meant like right now. I was like,
I think he has top 10 quarterback potential. Can I say that?
Yeah potential. All right.
For next year? Sure. Yeah. I'll give you that.
All right, if he starts the entire year and he, whatever the fuck, and none of the fucking people that got injured this year are injured again next year, because that's been the problem. They have to keep these guys healthy. I think... Ayuk and Deebo Samuel are kind of like a good wide receiver core. So whatever quarterback you have is going to have pretty good weapons because they developed a lot this year, believe it or not. So I think they're only going to get better. Ayuk was a huge upgrade. Love that guy.
I have another question regarding the 49ers. Who do you think they should draft? Or what do you think they should draft? Like a quarterback?
DB. I want them to get DB. Patrick Surtain. Love that guy.
Do you think – what pick do the Niners have?
I am not really sure, but I think it's
something
like that, isn't it?
I think that you think up. Patrick Surtain will drop to 13? I don't think so.
Yes, sir.
I don't
think I so. Hope so. We have the 49th pick in the draft. Oh my god.
The 49th pick.
Let's see. I'm Googling it.
I believe it's 13.
Two. Let me check. I'm gonna go straight
down. I know like 13. Cowboys are 10.
Oh, it's 12.
12.
We will get Patrick Surtain. I love that guy. And we're going to lose Richard Sherman, so we definitely need a DB. That is definitely the pick we need to make. We don't need anything on our D-line, all right? Our D-line doesn't need to be touched. Our linebackers are pretty good. Our DBs need help, all right?
Ooh. Your secondary is rough.
Yeah. And also, I mean, we could always use some help at our offensive line. I mean, we have Trent Williams is pretty good, but it did take a step back last year.
Trent Williams is a baller, though. I feel like he should get some good money this year.
No, I mean, I think we signed him to an extension already. If I'm not,
have you?
Yeah. I don't. I think as soon as we made the trade, we signed him to an extension.
This mock draft has Patrick's my guy going to the Eagles at 6.
I wouldn't be surprised,
bro. Get up. Bro. If the Eagles do not draft a wide receiver, bro, oh my god, dude.
What do you mean they have
Jalen Rager,
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro, they're such clowns if they do not draft one.
I was all for. I actually saw a couple mocks that had the Steelers trade up to 10 to take Trey Lance, but that was before Dwayne Haskins, which I still think they should do. Like I'm still not against that. Like, but you know, like
a quarterback war.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Yeah. I fucking send Mason out the door.
On the Trent Williams, I'm not sure if he. I just saw right now. I don't think. I do not think he has an extension with the 49ers. Yeah, which is
that's
very
what
scary.
I was saying. That's what I was saying.
He did.
I think he should get good money. So
yeah, I mean, I definitely think he should too. He's nasty. I agree. I think the 49ers should re-sign him. But like, I don't know.
They're probably working through the kinks right now. But Patrick Surtain, interesting. Interesting.
All right.
Let's see. Do you have any other questions?
I mean. Well, the next question is, which team do you think should make what team do you think should definitely make a move at quarterback this season, this offseason?
What, with in just signing or, like, drafting? I feel like...
It's like kind of two different things, but
both. Let's do both. We have time. Let's do both.
Signing for sure the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts.
I think the Colts should do both.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna say.
You should draft Mac Jones and get someone else.
Mac Jones is just the young Phillip Rivers, so I'm down Mac for it.
Dang gummit.
Yeah, watching all the retirement thing made me want a Phillip Rivers jersey, but then you know I knocked myself into reality.
I knocked myself back to reality. Why do you hate Phillip Rivers so much?
Is it
he's better than Ben Roethlisberger. Accept it.
No, Big Ben's clearly better than AR. Dude, that's fact.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's fact, bro. Let's see. I think the Broncos should make a move.
You think the Broncos should move?
Unfortunately.
You're never going to find another quarterback with a horse cock, bro. Come on.
Like Drew Lock with a horse cock?
That's irreplaceable, all right? But, like, seriously, though, I think give Drew Lock one more year with his full wide receiver core, all right?
I think he should sit behind somebody experienced.
I mean, you're not going to start him like you started him this year and then put him back on the bench, all right, and then bring him back. I mean, maybe you should sign Joe Flacco. He seemed very keen on teaching Drew Lock the first time around.
Maybe he'll be down the second. You know, man, maybe.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other teams.
The 49ers should make a move.
Okay,
never mind. You know, I mean, like, I don't think there's a team that needs to make a move. All right, I think the Colts need to make a move at quarterback. Yeah. All right, if Big Ben retires, need to make a move at quarterback. Yeah, even though I think you guys should draft one either way.
I think we should. Like, again, I wouldn't mind trading up for like Trey Lance or even Zach Wilson if he's still there. That guy's a baller. Which is kind of what I was going to allude to. I think the 49ers should draft Zach Wilson.
I would love Zach Wilson, the 49ers.
That'd be baller as fuck. Where was I going with this?
You know, I think the Cowboys do, because I don't think Dak's coming back next year.
I don't think Dak's coming back next year either. I think Dak's going to be in the 49ers, baby. No, I'm joking.
I think you have to give Dak the money, bro. You fucking have to.
I don't think they do that.
I don't think it's going to happen. They can.
You know why? Because knowing Jerry Jones and how retarded he is, he can make the argument that without Dak, they almost made the playoffs.
He can make that argument. That argument is valid. But like, no, like deadass, like they just can't. All right, you have Ezekiel Elliott, who's fucking garbage now, and you have to
restructure that contract or trade him away to the fucking Jets or something. Fucking Jets or something.
You have to. You have Amari Cooper getting paid $100 million.
Fucking
bozo.
You have Jalen
Smith getting overpaid. You have Ezekiel Elliott getting overpaid. DeMarcus Lawrence, probably the only one that's not really overpaid, but he's still overpaid.
Yeah, he's not value.
All right? You can't re-sign Dak. And it sucks because it looks like you're not paying him because he got hurt. But you're just not paying him because your team is just fucking terrible. All right?
Yeah, I think Dak doesn't come back.
I ain't against Dakota going... I think the baller thing to do would be for him to go to Washington.
I thought you were going to say to Pittsburgh. I was like, come on. Why would that be baller for him?
But do you think he'd stay within the same division? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, well, they wouldn't have to trade him. He'd just sign. He's a free agent.
You know. Oh, that's right. I am so dumb. I forgot. That was like
he was franchise type.
Yeah, there we go.
He was franchise type. Yeah, exactly. That's why I think it'd be like a nice little fuck you. But
he goes to the Eagles.
I would love to see him on the Saints. I would love to see him on the Saints.
How the fuck would they do that?
Yeah, me either.
That's true. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Hey, man, you know, I don't know. I've been talking to the accountants, and they found a way, dude. They're just like, it's not my money.
Just multiply the contract by zero. It always works.
Maybe the Broncos should do it. I'm not against it. The Patriots, maybe? I don't fucking know.
Bro, I honestly don't think the Patriots need to make a move at quarterback.
The Patriots need to make a move at every position.
I think they just need to draft one. I don't think they're in a long-term rebuild, all right? They're not in
They need to go get Stafford because Bill...
Hold up.
Because Bill was lacking without a white man at quarterback.
You know who needs to make a move at quarterback, I think?
Go ahead.
Atlanta.
No, I don't think so.
I think Ryan's gonna
Atlanta. They're like the Patriots. They're like the Pagers. They're just fucking like they're not a quarterback away from being a good team.
I don't know. I just think if they're gonna do it, they'll just draft Justin Fields.
Who, the Patriots?
No, the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. I think the Falcons just take by Justin Fields, too. All right. So now we're going
to
get
about
coaching news. Oh, wait, you go.
I was about to start talking shit about Ohio State quarterbacks, but, you know, I have one now.
Yeah, you have one now, so shut up.
I have one.
And technically, oh, no, never mind.
Go ahead.
No.
Say it.
Miami, Ohio.
So. Bro.
But he didn't go to Ohio State.
Yeah.
The judgment here is Ohio State.
You see?
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, he went to school in the state of Ohio.
That's but true. But he did not go to Ohio State. All right. I do have record of this. This is something I admit.
Podcast and impersonal experience from him talking. Dude, I don't know.
Have you not seen what happened with TJ Watt today, bro? Sources?
I know where you got your sources from, but I'm happy here.
All right.
Was it Tabos? Did you answer the quarterback question, or did you just kind of just say the 49ers?
I think you said the 49ers.
I think Washington needs to make a move. I didn't really go into
that's a team that's a quarterback.
That's a team that's a quarterback away. This is tough. All right.
You think Cam?
I think Cam is the guy.
You think Cam's done?
I think he's done. I think.
You know what I think is gonna happen with Cam? I think Cam's gonna like go to a team.
Just dab on the sidelines, yeah.
What was your favorite and least favorite coaching hire of the
favorite Robert Saleh?
Robert Saleh.
All right, just to be different here, I'm gonna say Dan Campbell. All right.
I like that one too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dude. Cause like I watched First Take the other day, all right? And like they were just shitting on this man for his press conference. And I don't understand how you didn't just
buy a couple of kneecaps off.
All right, bro. That shit was hilarious. And that just shows you like
amazing.
Like it just fucking makes me want to go run through a brick wall for this guy, bro. I love this guy. All right,
yeah. Like he has this different kind of energy to him. Like he's bringing something different to that team, and that's a team that needs to start from the ground up. And they're clearly kind of understanding that with getting rid of Stafford. Unfortunately,
he's like the polar opposite of Matt Patricia.
Exactly, and that's already like.
I think just looking at Matt Patricia, you can tell he just has beta written all over him.
I know. Matt Patricia is a bait. I fucking know it.
I fucking know it. All right.
Favorite move? He went back to New England.
Oh, did he actually?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my god.
He realized that he couldn't succeed. He's like, fuck it, take me back.
Who else? 90% of
and he's New not England. Even a coach. He's an assistant to the staff.
You know, hey man, a job's better than something's better than nothing, bro.
You know who's my least favorite?
Which one's your least favorite hiring so far?
Fuck, I got my Alzheimer's kicked in. God, Jesus.
I don't like
how fucking Eric Bieniemy hasn't gotten the job yet. And I don't like how the Seahawks are considering hiring Adam Gase.
Well, the thing with Bieniemy is that they're still playing, so they can't really give him a job.
No, I mean, they could just announce
it. Dan Campbell. He was still playing this in the division.
No, they didn't announce the Dan Campbell thing until the Saints got the exit.
But they had interviews and like conversations. They pretty much said like it was a done deal. They're just waiting for him to be done.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, we're gonna take a look at all the coaching hires.
You know which one I didn't like initially, but then it's kind of sat with me.
Which one
is the Eagles one? I forget his name. Nick.
Nick Sirianni. I was gonna say that's my least favorite, but then again, like you, like it's been growing on me.
You know, but it's perfect, bro, dude. If you can't take Carson Wentz to Frank Reich, bring a little Frank Reich to Carson Wentz.
Exactly.
It's perfect. It's like that's five head right there. That's five head right there.
So that's why it's not my least favorite. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and take a look.
I don't know much about the Chargers one. I know Arthur Smith's a very solid guy. So
the Chargers one is he's the defensive coordinator for the Rams. All right. The best part about
that was the quarterbacks coach for the Rams. I'm mistaken.
No, I'm pretty sure he's the defensive coordinator, and he doesn't even have to move because they're both in Los Angeles,
playing in the same stadium too. Genius.
The dude's a fucking genius, all right? That's already my favorite
move. Oh, I know what he's bringing. He was bringing over the quarterback's coach from some team to be his, I think, offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Nick was telling me before that Dan Campbell's putting together like a stellar.
Yeah, he's putting a good. Okay, I'm gonna find it. So, okay, Dan Campbell for his offensive coordinator has Anthony Lynn, defensive coordinator.
That's
Aaron
awesome.
Glenn.
I love that.
Aaron Glenn on defense. His running back coach is Deuce Stanley, and his DB coach is Aubrey Pleasant. And they're also like redoing like the front office.
That's beautiful, man. I'm glad to see. I love seeing teams like do something. You know what I mean?
I like seeing like organizations like
recognize potential and like talent, and they build an entire team off of it. Like I felt bad for Anthony Lynn.
I wanted the Steelers to sign Anthony Lynn as our offensive coordinator. I was down for it, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I think the Dolphins are making a splash at offensive coordinator, dude. It's not official yet, but it's like highly speculated that it's going to be Ken Dorsey, who used to be the quarterback for UM. It's a pretty fucking good move, all right? Because like the thing is, Eric Flowers, our one of our offensive linemen, put a picture of Ken Dorsey in his story, and then it's been like seen that Ken Dorsey's been following a bunch of Dolphins players. So like that's the rumor right now. I'm very excited. He was the quarterback's coach in Buffalo. So this man works wonders with quarterbacks. I mean, like I'm excited.
You know,
I was just to say, like, my least favorite coaching hire is probably Arthur Smith, to be honest.
Really?
I think he did a good job with the Titans games, but then again, it was a little questionable some games, all right?
I get that.
Where'd he go again?
The Falcons. The thing is, it's like, if it was a year ago, I would have been like, wow, you know, amazing hire. But like now it's a little fishy.
Like, how good is the offense really going to run without Todd? I mean, not without Todd Gurley, because Todd Gurley's on the Falcons. Fuck. Without Derrick Henry. You get me? That's the question right now. So that's why it's my least favorite. I love all the other ones, though. So especially I love Robert Saleh because he's from the 49ers. So I'm going to be rooting for him. But
yeah, but just a baller guy.
Yeah.
I fuck with him.
All right. We're just going to move on to our final topic of the day.
Speaking of baller guy.
Yeah, bro. We're speaking about the most baller guy in the world, Conor McGregor. He made his return into the octagon this weekend for the first time in almost a year. Or not. I'm not sure if it's almost a year or over a year. I just know it's been a
while. I think it's almost a year.
I could have sworn before the pandemic, I remember that fight where he knocked out Cowboy like fucking quick.
Yeah, I know. Bro, it's, you know what's even funnier? Like, okay, let me just finish the question. I'll tell you what's funny about it, all right? So he got knocked out in the second round by Dustin Poirier. He's fucking nasty. All right, we got to give that
Lafayette,
to him.
Lafayette, Louisiana, baby.
LSU pride, baby.
What do you think is next for Conor? All right.
Jake Paul.
Bro, deadass? Like, I'm just thinking, like, that's not that bad of an idea.
The worst, but it's like...
Probably right? A lot of money from that one, but like...
I just want to knock Jake Paul
out already because Jake Paul's getting on my nerves. All right, let's just get that out of the way.
I respect Logan, bro.
No, I respect Logan. I'm talking about Jake, all right?
Jake's just a fucking dipshit.
Yeah, I can't stand him, all right? But you know what's funny? After the Cowboy fight, Joe Rogan and Stephen A. Smith got in some beef, all right? Because Stephen A. Smith was saying that we didn't know anything about Conor because Conor knocked out Cowboy, who looked like fucking dead meat out there. The guy didn't do anything, right? So he's like, oh, we don't really know, like, if Conor's, like back to his old self. Or he's just like, well, he's better than he was before. Because, like, this was kind of like a wasted fight because, like, Cowboy didn't really put up a fight to him, right? And then Joe Rogan was like, oh, that's bullshit. Like, he did phenomenal tonight. We know he's back to his old self. He can take on Khabib right now. And then now, because Joe Rogan started saying that, like, oh, Stephen A. didn't know anything about fighting and anything like that. And then now Stephen A.'s right. His second fight gets knocked out in the second round. So I just thought that was funny because, like, that shit was like a huge beef between them.
All I'm saying is unfortunate loss, but yeah, McGregor's to that guy.
He took it like a champ, though.
I know that man has an 8-inch flaccid penis, bro. So, like,
I mean, it was a walking tripod in the ring there.
A walking tripod in the ring. In the octagon.
In the octagon.
I loved it. I mean, whatever. That's like,
yeah, I mean, like you went I saw
Ariel Helwani say that he thinks that Conor should fight Nate Diaz and finish the trilogy. I think that'd be a pretty interesting fight.
That would
also
be an interesting fight.
Another person, I think someone else said that he should fight Michael Chandler, which is the guy that got that knockout in the first round in the earlier fight on the card.
Yeah, in the earlier fight. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be a good fight too. But I don't know. Do you guys think Conor's, like, do you think his heart's still in fighting or no?
It's difficult when you haven't been fighting in like over a year and like you're out of it for a very long time. So it's kind of hard to still be in it. But I think mentally he's there. Physically, I guess not. But I don't know. I just think he needs to like warm back into it. Like whatever, a loss, a loss, and like again, fuel to the fire. So
for me, when I think about boxing and UFC and stuff like that, right? A lot of these guys just do it out of necessity. There's no other way for these guys to really make good money outside of just going out there and putting their bodies at risk every day. You get me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like that hunger to be like, oh shit, like I need to provide for my family and everything that carries them to the top. And then once they're at the top, it's kind of hard to keep that going. You get me? You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what's happened to Connor. You got to think, Connor, like, he's the biggest UFC fighter in history. Not saying he's the best, but he is the biggest. He's the one that's caused UFC's popularity to double in size. And like him on his own, he's bigger than the UFC as a whole. So it's got kind of like, I don't really think his heart's in it anymore. He kind of just does it for pride at this point. And like, that can only carry you so far. And he's been out of it for so long. I don't really think that's his true love anymore. Like, he owns the whiskey, which is doing great, I'm assuming.
Proper 12.
Proper two rounds, if you ask me, but you know. But no. But either way, I love Connor. Connor's funny. He took the loss like a champ. And Dustin Poirier deserved the win. I was like, even though I thought Connor was gonna win, I wanted Dustin to win just because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
All right. I saw this video.
Such a nice like ending. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like sweet.
I saw this video of like him in a previous fight where he beat up Max Holloway and beat him, right? And then when he went backstage, Holloway's son was crying and he went up to him and was like, "Don't worry about it. I saw your dad and he's doing fine. I talked to him." And then that was just like, damn, dude. I want this guy to be the champion.
Yeah. Like you so didn't I'm have to do that.
Yeah. I think the title shot will probably be between him and Gaethje. I think that's probably the title shot that's going to happen to fill the vacant title left by Khabib. Khabib, I don't think he's going to come out of retirement.
I don't think so either.
Pretty much beat everybody that's there. There's no real reason for him to come back.
Especially without his father. Like,
yeah.
No reason.
Yeah. I know that a lot of rumors were about him fighting George St. Pierre, which would be a big one, but yeah, I don't think that's really going to happen.
No, probably not.
All right, but other than that, I think that's all we have for you guys today. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at _EBSports, and we're going to hit you back with the TikTok and everything later this week. Peace out, guys. Bye.
Peace. Ciao.